Okay? So, how many of you have got younger brothers and sisters? How many of you got younger brothers and sisters? Yeah? How old is your... How older, much older are you than your younger brother and sister?
8 years.
8 years. Well, you could have been, let's say, you could have been 12 and you would have had the responsibility of your four-year-old. In some cases, children only had to be 6 or 7 and they were looking after their 4 or 5-year-old. That put a lot of pressure on the children to look after their siblings. The other ones were expectant mothers. 12,700 expectant mothers. Now, that may not seem a problem, but it was really quite serious because this is before the National Health Service. The National Health Service would now mean that if you were expecting a baby, you could go into hospital or you could have your baby at home and you'd be well looked after and it wouldn't cost you anything. But in 1939, when these people were evacuated, there was no such thing as the National Health Service. So if anybody had to have medical attention, it had to be paid for. And so who was going to pay for it? And that became a very serious problem in some of the areas of the country where the evacuees were moved to. You also get, using the terminology of the time, the infirm. People who had physical disabilities, some children who were blind, some people who were deaf. In fact, I've got a PhD student at the moment looking at the effect of evacuation on that particular group of people. And then, as I mentioned just now, the teachers and the helpers, those people who went with them to look after them. Now, it wasn't what we would call a knee-jerk reaction. It just didn't happen. It was planned over a long period of time. London had been bombed in the First World War, and they had 1,500 people killed in the East End of London. They were only killed in the East End of London because the German Kaiser had given an order that the bombers were not allowed to bomb the West End of London because his cousin lived in that big house at the end of the Mall called Buckingham Palace. And so they were not allowed to go up to the West End. So all the casualties were in the East End of London. They worked out from that raid that for every ton of bombs dropped on an English city, 50 people would be killed. And so they set aside 60 million square feet of timber for what? Why do you think they set aside 60 million square feet of timber? Coffins, because they thought that number of people would die. And so in the end they thought, how are we going to store these? So in the end they sent round flat packed coffins. By the time the British plans were in place, we were already behind the Germans. Their scheme was called Kinderland verschucken, which basically meant moving the children into the countryside. And the French scheme, the French had a scheme called short term and long term, which meant basically that if you did not need to work or live in Paris, you could be moved a long way away from Paris. But if you did need to work in Paris, you could be evacuated at night, just a short distance away, and then come back into Paris in the following morning to work. But of course, by the time they never were able to put their scheme into practice, purely and simply because they were overrun and surrendered in June 1940. So what the British did was set up what was called the Anderson Committee. Now, Sir John Anderson was Home Secretary at the time. And he was given the brief of looking at two particular things. What were the danger zones in London, but also what essential industries had to continue. And the idea was that they would plan it all for London, and then they would actually replicate this to other cities around the countryside. But they had to sort out London first. So there were some concerns. First of all, there was an expectation that a number of people would panic. Now, I've been politically correct here, because on the original document, it doesn't say a number of people. It actually says the working class. Britain in the 1930s was a very class society. Everybody knew their place. And there was this fear that the working classes would panic. Now, I have been researching this for 16 years now, and I have come across no evidence at all of anybody panicking. So evacuation was, to a certain extent, a way of controlling that panic